In Pennsylvania, there is an election every 6 months, a primary that's usually held in May, and a general election in November. And depending on the year, ballots include candidates for various offices. Like clockwork, voters elect a president every 4 years, and a congressman and state representative every 2 years. In the off years, there are a number of local offices up for grabs. 26-year-old Aja Timmons from Allentown says she was in the dark about this.
I didn't even know that there was a vote, like any sort of voting for any whatever in May.
Really?
No.
So when do you vote?
Usually just every 4 years. Like, I just voted in this last election by mail-in ballot.
Timmons says she would vote more if she knew about the other elections, but says she voted last year because she understands the impact of a U.S. president. Terry Madonna is a senior fellow in residence for political affairs at Millersville University. He says it's all too common for voters to think they only need to go to the polls every 4 years.
Whether we're talking about state officials, whether we're talking about the president for the state legislature or for Congress, every one of these elections has an importance and a significance in their own right.
In the primary election on May 18th, Lehigh Valley voters will pick candidates for Lehigh and Northampton County offices and for city, borough, or township positions.
Local government is extremely important. Number one, local government has much to say about local tax structure, about policies that affect police. I mean, we're talking about government that reach people where they live.
So let's break it down. Statewide races aside, near the top of the ballot will be positions like mayor and city or borough council, like the high-profile Democratic mayoral primaries in Allentown and Bethlehem this year. Mayors serve as the top municipal officials and oversee the main departments like police and fire. But Madonna says those on the legislative body also wield significant influence.
Mayors can't raise taxes. It has to be a city council. It has to be a borough council.
Allentown, Bethlehem, and Easton all have council seats up for grabs, as do a number of boroughs in the valley. Also on the ballot this year are candidates for two types of local judges. The Court of Common Pleas oversees major criminal and civil cases, which includes family, child custody, and support.
They're extraordinarily significant because if you commit a crime in a county, for example, you're going to end up, in many cases, in a county court. And these judges have 10-year terms.
Those running for magisterial district courts would handle traffic cases, minor criminal cases, and civil complaints under $12,000. Madonna says there are limits on what judges can do when they campaign, and unlike other candidates, they can't be specific on issues they may have to rule on.
So essentially, what the voters tend to know about them, if they know much about them at all, is their experience, their qualifications, and maybe an overall judicial philosophy.
Voters also get to choose school board directors this year. They decide on critical items that impact everyone: property taxes, the school budget, and reopening schools.
We didn't even talk about county officials, where we have a whole variety of them.
Those would be offices like county council and commissioners. And much like a mayor and city or borough council dynamic, there's a county executive that presides over this legislative body. Both Lehigh and Northampton have popular incumbents seeking re-election this year. Overall, they're involved in community development, overseeing elections, ensuring public safety, and influencing real estate taxes. The bottom line, Madonna says, is that voters need to do their homework to really understand the offices on the ballot and the people who seek them.
It's important in democracy that people are informed, but in my humble judgment, we have to have an understanding. People have lives. They have careers. They have families. And it's tough to spend hours trying to understand local government.
Statewide judicial elections for Supreme Court, Superior Court, and Commonwealth Court, as well as four ballot questions, will also be on the ballot for all Pennsylvanian voters on May 18th. Genesis Ortega, WLVR News.